Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States welcomes the passage of a UN Security Council resolution that extends the panel of experts' mandate and renews the arms embargo, travel ban, and asset freeze measures regarding Somalia, said Ambassador Robert Wood, U.S. Alternate Representative for Special Political Affairs at the United Nations.
The United States voted in favor of this resolution as these measures and the panel's role in monitoring their implementation remain crucial to promoting peace and stability in Somalia and in the broader region.
The United States also voted in favor of this text because these measures will help limit the influence of groups like al-Shabaab and address the drivers of conflict in Somalia, said Ambassador Wood.
We urge all UN member states to implement existing sanctions measures to help curb al-Shabaab's ability to access funds, weapons, and other support they need to carry out attacks, and to support Somalia's security and police institutions with the resources they need to combat terrorism and secure their citizens. We further urge our fellow council members to support designations, including of al-Shabaab operatives. These designations demonstrate that the international community will support accountability and end impunity for those who undermine peace and security in Somalia.
The U.S. welcomes the government of Somalia's progress on weapons and stockpile management and encourages it to continue this important work, said Ambassador Wood. The United States is disappointed by the omission of language in the UN resolution addressing the territorial dispute between Djibouti and Eritrea. We note that there has been no noticeable progress on the outstanding issues between the two countries. We remain committed to working constructively with all parties to support the normalization of relations between the two countries, said Ambassador Wood. We are committed to the Somali people, said Ambassador Wood, and will continue to work closely with the government of the Federal Republic of Somalia, fellow council members, and all stakeholders to facilitate peace for the country and the region.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.